Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, did you even think that some of the back pain that you experienced could be helped, controlled, or possibly even relieved by the way that you breathe, and that breathing mechanics can actually help with that underlayer that is really going on beneath back pain? My guest is Jill Miller. She's the co-founder of TuneUp Fitness Worldwide and creator of the corrective exercise format Yoga TuneUp. Jill, tell us a little bit where breathing is connected to back pain, because back pain, one of the most common complaints today that keeps people out of work and out of activity. So speak about how we can maybe use our breathing to help with back pain.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Melanie. Back pain hits 80% of people. Over the course of your lifetime, you're going to have back pain at some point. For a lot of people, it's chronic. And one of the things that I see is that, first of all, when you're in pain, you don't breathe too well because pain is stressful. And so that affects your breathing mechanics. But the thing is breathing is one of our most basic human movements. And we do it 20,000 times a day. And if you're breathing poorly 20,000 times a day, you're going to have problems. The muscles of respiration are the innermost abdominals that you have. They line your rib cage. They are deep, deep core muscles, and they move in a rhythm with one another. And if you have bad posture, if you're a slumper, if you're a leaner, you're going to be overtoning certain parts of those respiratory muscles and undertoning others. And ultimately, this leads to joint imbalances and pain.
Okay, so understanding all of that, and I completely agree with you on every single thing you said. You mentioned, you know, that breathing when you're in pain is also a tough thing because you take that breath and it's hard to get in a full breath. So your body is even stressed out, and we're going to get into stress control along with breath control. But tell people how they can start right now taking those breaths to relieve some of that pain and possibly even meditatively calm down their bodies, cool down their bodies.
Breath is one of those automatic functions. It's happening whether you think about it or not. But you can take control of your breathing and actually turn on your off switch. You can start to self-sedate, calm yourself down by taking control of the breathing. Now, I could give you some instructions on how to breathe better, but the basic thing is you need to organize your body. That's my catch-all phrase for including those muscles of respiration in your posture. You got to get organized. You have to create a posture where your rib cage is aiming downwards towards your pelvis. The bottom of your pelvis, the pelvic bones are like a bony funnel. And above that, you have this dynamic rib cage. The bones of your rib cage actually move. And so you want to have the rib cage aiming like a periscope shooting light down to the pelvis. And you want to breathe in a way, and this is the most relaxing way of breathing. It's called abdominal breathing. You want to breathe in a way that when you breathe in, the belly bloats outwards, but also sideways and backways. You want to feel that there is a ballooning effect in the low gut area. And that's called abdominal breathing. The dominant mover there is your respiratory diaphragm. And that's a soothing breath. It's a calming breath.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? When I teach people breathing exercises, Jill, I always say, you know, and I learned this in voice lessons so many years ago, that if you look at the way a little baby breathes, mm-hmm. it's exactly what you've just described.
Exactly.
And as we grow older, we sort of lose that ability to, we sort of take short breaths from the upper chest as opposed to our abdominal muscles, using that diaphragm to go out and
That's
actually
right.
expand with air. And people don't think it's supposed to. Then they think they're sticking their stomachs out or something.
That's right. Well, the transverse abdominal muscle is literally sewn to, it's contiguous with the diaphragm. Now, I take apart a couple of bodies, not every year, but once a year I hit the cadaver lab and I spend time actually taking apart the human body so that I am absolutely certain of what's under the hood when I'm working with people live in classrooms. And so I've seen it myself, the relationship of the respiratory diaphragm to the transverse. And especially in this culture, and females in particular, are extremely self-conscious about the shape of their abdomen, and so they're holding their belly muscles very, very tight.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
And so you've got this aesthetic that people are going after, but it's creating stress in the body, because when you can't take full diaphragmatic breaths that have a reflexive stretch in the gut area, you start to use the upper chest muscles, the rib muscles, and especially the shoulder and neck muscles, and I call that the stress muscles of respiration. You see people breathing, they've got their shoulders, they're wearing them like earrings, instead of letting the shoulders hang down, you know, on the rib cage. And this is a big problem. Also, just even the way we sit at desks and have to stare at monitors, or you're using your mouse, we're adopting a physical posture which is actually telling our bodies that we need to be in a stress breath situation. So it's like we're compounding from the outside in and from the inside out these poor breathing patterns.
So we need to work on our breathing patterns, and we need to use this breathing as a way to sort of calm our minds. How often a day do you recommend people really try to make this a conscious effort? And sort of, you've described how we, you know, turn it inward and pelvic down toward the pelvis, and, you know, shoulders dropped but sitting nice and straight. Is this something you like to recommend people do with their eyes closed? How many times a day should we make this a conscious effort?
How many times a day? What's the basic dose of human breathing? Is that what you're asking me, Melanie? What's the basic dose
of course,
breathing?
But you know, people breathe unconsciously.
So you have to train yourself. You have to train retrain your tissues to function correctly in order for it to become your new normal, in order for it to become your new automatic. So I would say that the minimum dose is, you know, you're starting from fresh. The minimum dose, 10 breaths. Tomorrow, 15. The next day, 20. Get yourself up to 5 minutes of deep abdominal breathing, deep diaphragmatic breathing. And you want to do that 3 times a day. Remind yourself to do it. And you can do this while you're doing other things. And I think that is probably one of the key things. It's not a separate thing. This is healthy breathing. Now, I want to point out that it's not just that abdominal breathing is healthy. Thoracic breathing is really healthy, too. And you want to use the right breathing strategy for the right thing. For example, when you're lifting weights, you should not be doing abdominal breathing. That will actually lead to a problem in your back. You've got to create deep, deep tubularization, sleeving, bracing of your low core and the pelvis in order for you to be able to support lifting. And that, you don't have to be a weightlifter. You just lift your baby correctly. But you can create massive trauma by not using your innermost abdominal muscles intelligently there. And so if you're not breathing into your abdomen during those cycles, what do? You've got to breathe into the ribs. And if the ribs aren't moving well, you're going to have a really hard problem getting breath. It's going to translate into your shoulders, and then you are in that stress muscle of respiration category. So I teach people how to loosen up some of these connections. I use a product called Yoga Tune-Up Therapy Balls. They're grippy, pliable rubber balls to help people unknit the corset of their rib cage. And also, I use another tool, a soft pliable ball in the abdomen, the hollow ball, to help people to massage these unconsciously gripped, tightened, matted down, fascially unslippery tissues. These tissues have to have mobility for you to have breath agility.
And, oh, I love that. And breath agility is what we're talking about in the last 30 seconds, Jill. Your best advice for good breathing, for back pain, and good body mechanics.
In order to get your body organized, you want to have your brain on top of your rib cage over your pelvis, and spend time breathing both into the abdomen and into the ribs. Alternate those things, and this is going to make you a master of your own breathing.
Well, great advice, and we all do need to be a master of our own breathing. Take deep breaths. Learn to do it, listeners. Start with 5 times, 10 times, 15 times. Work on that abdominal diaphragmic type breathing. Get your body to learn to do that as your new normal, and you could possibly relieve a lot of pain. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine and Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.